other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. It is Monday, the 25th day, already the 25th day of November 2013, and we have an absolutely jam-packed radio broadcast lined up for you today. Obviously, we've been tracking this at Infowars.com in the last week since Israel and their good buddy Iran came out and Freudian slip, their good buddy Saudi Arabia, came out and said that if they don't like the peace deal that is struck in Paris, which was completed Saturday, between Iran and the West, that they're going to seriously look at attacking that country, and that Saudi Arabia has already bought and purchased and is transferring, which means they were there years ago, the weapons, nuclear weapons from Pakistan, so they can nuke Iran. And I just marvel at how good my sources are, because as you know, I've been on record saying that Saudi Arabia got nuclear weapons from the one-stop shop in the Middle East, Central Asia, Pakistan. And that Pakistan is where they reportedly got the material, but then were given the technology to cause a chain reaction from the Ruskies. And I was told that by a very high-level military source and another high-level military source, and I was talking to a special warfare source that had been in a lot of really secretive operations, and they got very, very upset when I raised that and said, I don't know how you know this, but yes, Iran has the bomb, and stop talking to me about stuff like this. And was basically like, it's dangerous that you know that. And so, I'm not bragging that I know this type of stuff. I don't like always having such accurate information. But it is what it is. So, that's why no one said Iran. But no one wants to say they have nukes. Just like Israel doesn't want to say they have nukes. Or then that gives other countries the excuse to proliferate and have nuclear weapons as well. Israel has reportedly 800, according to Jane's Weapons Quarterly last time I looked. Mainline media here says 200. British news says over 400. But Jane's is based in England. They're usually the most accurate. They say upwards of 800, and that was a few years ago. I had to get into their subscription system to even get that information. You either have to buy the big quarterly book or contact them online to get information, because most of the stuff is not public knowledge. A lot of it's seen as semi-classified. But I guess that the moon is not made of cheese is classified as well. That is all coming up. And yeah, there's the World Net Daily article, Russia helping Iran accelerate nuke program with their centrifuges. But that's separate. That was back in January, that report. The centrifuges need to be up to 90% to really make a good bomb. They were up to 20%. And now this new deal says 5%. And if Iran actually follows the deal, and if the UN doesn't shut them up like they did Iraq, this is a good deal. The problem is the globalists are treacherous, and they're going to try to claim Iran breaks the deal. You're like, what, are you for Iran? No, I'm for peace and not having a nuclear war. That's why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a couple months ago went on Friday night and told Obama on that Saturday, we're not going to strike. You can't do it. Nuclear war. Top generals are threatening to resign. And Obama didn't want to let him resign over that, so he later just went after him for other issues. There's been a purge. And I'm not romanticizing the U.S. general staff, but they're not suicidal. They like to fight wars they can win. It's real simple. And the Iranians are crazy enough, folks, to launch their atomic weapons at Israel and others. And then Israel's going to bomb all of Iran. The Russians are going to respond. The Chinese, the Indians, the Pakistans. It's World War III. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Worldwide transmission, the 25th day of November, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. I want to make a little announcement here. I will undoubtedly be calling in and Skyping in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're running a rebroadcast Friday, but I have absolutely sworn up and down to take my children hiking and camping, and I never take off. Even when I take off, I'm working constantly, so I am going to take off the next 4 days. But David Knight, who is proven to be a great co-host and fill-in host and host of InfoWars Nightly News, he will be here with most of our reporters on the Nightly News and, of course, doing the radio show on Tuesday and Wednesday. And if he wants to, he can do Thursday as well. Certainly a lot of breaking news, and I'll be calling in on the show. Wild horses obviously cannot and will not drag me away, but I am going to take my children camping as promised, And I was going to go to Colorado and also kill two birds with one stone a few weeks ago and go on George Norris' TV show, pre-taped two episodes of that. But I had a lot of family and InfoWars operation stuff pop up, crop up at the very same time. So I had to cancel that Colorado camping trip. So I'm going to take off a few days and do a mini trip outside Austin. Or who knows, we may go out to a family ranch in East Texas or something. I'm not sure yet, but my children are hopping up and down. I'm absolutely ready to go do that and then come back on Friday and have Thanksgiving with my parents. But I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving coming up as well. There's obviously a lot of big world news breaking. We're going to cover it all. We have the reports right here. Iran nuclear deal, Saudi Arabia warns it will strike on its own even without Israel. London Telegraph and Bragg's, they've secured nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And, of course, that's not going to go too well because you just watch if this happens. The reason the Joint Chiefs have not allowed, and they're not in command, they've just threatened to quit. If Obama tries to launch an attack on Iran, because the word is, right around the time, the last year of Bush's administration, 6.5, 7 years ago, they were completing atomic weapons and warheads and then have now completed being able to put them on top of medium-range missiles that can hit Israel, obviously. And you want to gamble that the Iron Dome weapon anti-missile system will be able to stop them? Probably won't be able to stop them. So I'm going to just keep announcing that. You only hear it here, and if you don't believe me, that's fine. I told you Saudi Arabia had nuclear weapons. I mean, South Africa had them, and it came out later. There's many more countries have them. And, of course, India and Pakistan are the big issue. If a nuclear war starts, it's probably going to be there. That's what most analysts say. They've had a couple wars with each other over the disputed Kashmir region, and they absolutely hate each other. You see, folks, people think the Muslims hate America, and on average they don't. They want to move here and be in a freer culture, but while still keeping their non-radical Muslim values. And many of them are great people. But you do have the radical Islam that the globalists have been funding, supporting, and putting in charge, because they don't want truly progressive, I don't mean globalist, New World Order, socialist progressive, but truly progressive societies in the Middle East. They want backwards controlled areas run by basically Bedouins that British intelligence hired in 1903 that pretty much run the whole region now. And that's what the House of Saud is. And the Muslims hate each other more than anybody else. And the Indians and Pakistanis hate each other. The Hindus and the Muslims. There's a lot of groups in India, but it's the Hindus and the Muslims that are really, you study the cultural battles, that's the big issue. That's how it is in Africa. One African tribe will hate the other African tribe right across the river. The animists will hate the Christians. The Christians will hate the Muslims. The Muslims will hate the Christians. And people will find a reason to go rob and kill somebody. So we call it racism, and people nowadays think the only form of discrimination or abuse is racism. Racism is just a modern term for tribalism between different ethnic groups. But historically, it'd be groups of Romans before they unified what is Italy today, killing each other in hundreds of years of war, before the city of Rome ended up first conquering what is Italy. Before that, it was known as just the land of the Romans. It hadn't been known as Italy until the last 1,000 years or so. And those guys over the hill, they're bad, we're going to kill them. Exact same genetic group. And that's what's so frustrating. We've been colonized by foreign offshore megabanks who are literally waging war against the human condition and trying to dumb us down in Europe and the U.S. and in Australia, teaching in globalist standardized tests that 2 plus 2 equals 5, 5 plus 5 equals 12, literally. Brown bags and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. So you're all just seeing all this stuff to fight about everywhere and obsessed with what color you are or what religion, instead of all of us going under a scientific dumbing down takeover. So you say, well, that's ridiculous saying peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist and, you know, don't ask for them on the school menu because it hurts Hispanic children's feelings. That's meant to get the Hispanics going, yeah, I am offended by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we're all fighting with each other when we would all just really be getting along. It was Christians and good people who came together to end the last 500 years of ethnic slavery. Because 500 years ago, there were big struggles in Europe predominantly, whites who did not want to be slaves anymore to other whites. They called it feudalism. So as feudalism fell out in the last 500 years, they said, okay, well, we've got to turn somewhere else. We'll just literally send our ships to the western coast of Africa, grab people, and take them to slave plantations all over the Caribbean to produce sugarcane to make rum to ship back to Europe. And there were big fights and cities burned down in Europe. If you go back 500, 400, 300 years ago, over-ending slavery. It wasn't like it was some debate that just started with the North versus the South. Look it up. There were anti-slavery riots burning major cities in Europe over the African slave trade, ladies and gentlemen. Because they had just gone through it there. They estimate that millions of Christians died in different religious wars, with Catholics killing Protestants and Protestants killing Catholics. Just went on and on and on. And wars in the Netherlands and five or six giant wars in England and huge wars in France. See, there's all this real history. And I'm not lessening slavery here. It's terrible. The point is, it's like it's the only human experience they teach when it's perpetual. It's the same story over and over again. And now we're going into slavery to the New World Order. They're poisoning our food, poisoning our water, destroying our dollar, going after our families, deindustrializing us, and teaching people the oppression is peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That oppression is brown bags. That oppression is saying mother and father. That's hurtful to gays. This is total cultural overwrite with a plastic, fake, globalist culture that wants you to be one thing. Absolutely alone with no community, but also not an individual, because then you see the television as your friends and the plastic culture as your fake community. They have to destroy real community and real communitarianism to then bring in a false communitarianism. They have to destroy true sustainability, being able to take care of yourself, and bring in a false sustainability that actually makes your life unsustainable. And has a lot of trappings that sound reasonable. It's so sophisticated how they do this. Now, here's what's coming up today. Obviously, nuclear Iran deal, Saudi Arabia warns it will strike out on its own. That is big, big news. We told you this for years. It's already started in Europe. Now it's starting here. I've told you this probably 1,000 times that this is the real sign. Financial Times of London, top financial paper in the world. U.S. banks warn Fed interest rate cut could force them to charge for depositors. That is devaluation of the currency. That is Weimar beginnings. And then once it starts speeding up, folks, it's warp speed. Now, they've depressed the economy to try to balance out that they're actually inflating the currency. I tell you, it's so sophisticated what they're doing. And there's no way they're going to be able to keep control of it, no matter how many computerized frauds they've got. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. This is the lineup for some really crazy stuff to happen. Also, Paul Watson's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Huge breaking news on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. France planned false flag attack in Britain. Intelligence services considered assassinating Muslim leader and then blaming neo-Nazis. And this is in the major German-French papers, but it's not been picked up anywhere other than that yet. This is breaking in the English-speaking press at Infowars.com. It's also being reported in Israel, so I guess that's English-speaking there as well. But the point is that this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson is going to be joining us. He can finally talk about his book and what really happened, some of what really happened inside the White House. Mr. Bongino, the Secret Service agent, is going to be joining us for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour. And then, in the last 30 minutes of the show, something really amazing happened when I was in Dallas on Thursday. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what that is, and we're going to premiere an interview with her, the great filmmaker and composer in her own right, the daughter of the greatest filmmaker ever, Stanley Kubrick, is going to be joining us. Well, we have a taped interview with her with a lot of powerful information. She doesn't do interviews. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Hurricanes, job loss, uncertain times. There are so many good reasons to be prepared. Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at PrivacyLockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to PrivacyLockdown.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
gentlemen, we are back. We are live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Anyways, Vivian Kubrick. I know enough about Stanley Kubrick and watch all the films over and over again. Have all the box sets. Grew up with my mother and dad, you know, taking me to see all the movies when they would come back into theaters, like 2001 Space Odyssey, Dr. Strangelove, you name it. My mother grew up walking, you know, a mile with her friends to go to the Paramount Theater here in Austin, Texas, and watch the Kubrick films when they actually came out. She was a teenager whenever Dr. Strangelove came out, famously exposing the RAND corporations and plans to cause a nuclear war so they could set up a military dictatorship. Now they just use Al-Qaeda to take away our liberties, so we're very blessed. But it was, I mean, I'm not starstruck anymore. I've been invited to travel the world and go all these amazing places with really famous people, but it's all off record. And I'm glad that other interesting people want to know me. I'm kind of flabbergasted by it sometimes. You know, Kurt Vonnegut was a listener, and I talked to him, and he sent me art, but he didn't want to come on the show. He said, I've sworn to not give any more speeches, and I'm done now. And he died like 6 months later. That's one of the few really famous people I can talk about because it's on record. He sent me art and things. But so many other really, really famous, interesting people who are incredibly smart in person. Like, you'll be around them talking to them, and you can't believe they're actually talking to you, everything they say is just so thought-provoking. I'm just honored to get to know all these people. But Vivian Kubrick, of course, was his protege. He said the smartest of his kids. She worked on a bunch of his films. And they would give her nom de plumes so that people wouldn't say nepotism. And they'd say, who's that person you got editing? Who's that person doing the score? Who's that person on camera? You know, Steven Spielberg would try to hire the nom de plumes that she had. And she told me so much about her dad in the 2 days that we hung out and had dinner, 2 or 3 hours a night with the crew. And most of it she didn't say is off the record, but some of it was. So I'm just not going to tell any of it. Someday if she wants to come on the show and talk about all that. I mean, because I'm a Kubrick fan, watched the documentaries, read a book about it. I'm not like a stalker fan to the point of I know everything, but I know a lot about Stanley Kubrick. And those are films I can watch over and over again. 2001 Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket. It's Vivian Vanessa Kubrick, born 1960. They've got her Wikipedia up there. But the issue is that talking to her, it was just really enlightening, and I felt uplifted, and she just had a really great spirit about her. And the first night we went down to protest the Federal Reserve Wednesday night, about 200 people, 250 showed up, great people, impromptu, to protest the real power structure that killed Kennedy when he signed the executive order to begin abolishing the Federal Reserve. And I was petting this beautiful American bulldog, the prettiest I'd ever seen, but this fella actually was holding in his arms, this really big guy. And then I turn, and this interesting-looking woman, very alive eyes, said, look at my dog. And I was like, oh, sweet, very nice black poodle that she had in her arms, a medium-sized poodle. And I said, well, fantastic, great job. And then I left. And then the next night, we just had our march down to Dealey Plaza to protest the fact that they were going to restrict free speech in most of the city the next day. And Leanne, Richard pulls up after I've been marching for hours in the Suburban to pick me up, take me back to the hotel. And Leanne gets in and goes, hey, that lady says she's Vivian Kubrick and, would like to tell you a funny story about her dad and the CIA. But she never told me it was on or off record, so I'm not going to tell that story until she comes on in person sometime. So I said, well, get her number. And I drove by and I said, you know, that actually looks like Vivian Kubrick. I'd seen his daughters before, and she's in a bunch of his films. So I called the number. Sure enough, I looked it up online. That's her. She came to the hotel. We talked for about 3 hours, absolutely hit it off. And then the next day she marched with us and got attacked by police. She was in all that. We're now digging through all the footage and getting the really hardcore stuff. We just put out the first video we saw, which shows them shoving me and pushing people to the ground and stuff. But the hardcore stuff, we're now digging it up to put a video out tonight on the nightly news. We had like so many cameras out there, but that's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. I never asked her to do an interview. I said, if you ever feel like it, come down to Austin, we'll do it. It doesn't have to be Kubrick on Kubrick, but obviously just about your view on the world. And then the next day after the police attacked her, she just came up and said, okay, I'll be interviewed. So we interviewed her live on the street right after the police attacked us under federal orders for no reason. And so this is the first interview she's done other than one in like 10 years, premiering here, because she's a very private person, and it's going to be very, very interesting, to say the least. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you down. Sooner or later.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're live.
Go tell
back 7 o'clock Central Standard Time with InfoWars Nightly News.
Rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
We're working on getting Max Kaiser on because he's the one that's been saying for a long time that when they start trying to charge for deposits in the U.S., you know that means inflation's about to really spike up. Well, now that's in the Financial Times of London. U.S. banks warned Fed interest cut could force them to charge depositors. That's a big deal. The biggest issue is Iran nuclear deal. Now Saudi Arabia warns they will strike on its own, even if Israel, the U.S., or NATO don't, over the peace deal Iran has struck. And it makes them get rid of their enrichment down to 5%, which it's really even hard to have reactors for power at that level. So it looks like sanctions actually did bring Iran pretty much to their knees. They failed in taking out Syria so they could then take out Iran. Because Syria is on Israel's flank, It had to be taken out first. That's why they used Saudi Arabia backed Al-Qaeda. But now Saudi Arabia is literally throwing a fit. And out of all the players in the Middle East, there's some real nasties out there. Saudi Arabia is hands down, and Al-Qaeda is hands down, heads above the rest. In fact, way, way worse. Leagues worse than the other players. And just mischievous and wanting to dominate everything. And I see why. I mean, from 1903 to 1933, one group of Bedouin tribes took over what is Saudi Arabia, Syria, and so many other areas with British intelligence backing. I mean, these guys had 200 square miles in between two mountain ranges of the worst desert in Saudi Arabia today. And under British intelligence backing, took the whole thing over. And now they want the entire world, basically. Not just North Africa, not just Central Asia. They're exporting their people all over the Caucasus to threaten the Russians. They publicly threatened to blow up the Olympics using Al-Qaeda. The head of Saudi intelligence, Bin Sultan Bandar, related to the Bin Ladens. I just can't handle it anymore. And then I've got to have the TSA look me in the eyes and act like I've done something wrong and want to grab my genitals and put me in a scanner when the government runs Al-Qaeda. The illegitimate government runs it. And I'm tired of all the cops in riot gear and all the cameras and all the armored vehicles and the billions of bullets saying it's for Al-Qaeda when you know full well it's for the American people. And now they admit it's for us. And I've had enough. And I'm angry. And I have to go out and basically get roughed up by police to have peaceful demonstration in Dallas for the First Amendment, which the mayor said was banned. And the Dallas police did their job, and so they just sent in the sheriff's department under federal control to attack us. And the message is, we own these streets, you don't. It's pure gangster level. We even overheard the Dallas police the first night, but we missed them then, and I guess higher-ups countermanded it, saying, we got to show him and show them these are our streets, and they can't be out here, and that we're the boss. I mean, man, the level of blockheadedness. We got to show them they just can't stand on the street corner and hand out flyers in America. We got to... Well, you know what? You're going to get shown by the establishment that you don't have anything as well. You fools. You want freedom. You want free speech. You want checks and balances. That's what made America so successful. Everybody else is authoritarian. Everybody else doesn't let people demonstrate. And they're hell holes. Western civilization, cradle of freedom, and it's all being reversed. It's all being lost. And did you notice all the prosperity is going out the window at the same time? And I want my children to grow up in a free country. Listen, if there was some great free country with lower taxes, I would leave. Except that I have, and there are a few actually that are better out there. I've looked into it. But I have such roots here that I'm not going to abandon ship. And I see a lot of positive things happening, too. Don't get me wrong. I see military waking up, a lot of police waking up. I see moves to start impeaching the Attorney General, moves to impeach Obama. I'm seeing a lot of awakening. That's good, but it's not enough, folks. I mean, they're teaching kids 2 plus 2 equals 5, and that mom and dad is a bad word, father and mother, and that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. To traumatize 7-year-olds that they're racist because mommy gave them peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So they can henpeck little kids and teach them they're bad because they're white. And the new Common Core curriculum says all whites are racist, basically. I covered that yesterday. I mean, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with in this country. Total balkanization, total psych warfare, totally criminal. The government is illegitimate at the top. It's trying to get the lower level people to carry out crimes. It doesn't matter, though. The government is now illegitimate from pillar to post. It didn't matter if the Dallas police followed the judge's injunction that we could demonstrate. It didn't matter if that after the ceremony, Dealey Plaza had to be opened up and we went in first. They were opening all the barricades. We go in. The feds across the street in front of witnesses said, we're not going to let Alex Jones do that. Get over there. They masked up, went over and pushed us out of there to show us we're the boss. Homeland Security. We run this show. We'll do what we want in America. They federalized units in every police department, every sheriff department in major cities. Now they're federalizing everything else. And they sent thugs that had criminal glints in their eyes over there. And I just want to thank God for giving me the self-control to sit there and put up with it. We're going through all the footage to get the really hardcore stuff. Rob Dew had walked down the street and ran back. That's how we got this from behind. None of us got the first of it except on our live feeds. We have to go into the live feed archives to get the really brutal stuff where they had that guy's head pinned up against the wall right there, ramming it, choking people, knocked a girl off a guy's shoulders. This is the stuff I saw. We're going to get it all and have it by tonight's show. We all got back tired this weekend, and we just have dozens of hours of footage to go through, but we're going to do it. Now, let's just stop right there. I want to shift gears to our top story that is up on Infowars.com. And I'm going to need a document cam here in just a moment. The story is up on Infowars.com. It is the top story on Infowars.com. France planned false flag terror attack in Britain. Intelligence services considered assassinating Muslim leader, blaming neo-Nazis. And I worked on this article with Watson. I asked his view on it from the different intel pieces we had, and I concur with his analysis 100%. This guy that calls for violence against non-Muslims and the takeover of Europe and turning it into a new Muslim holding is a MI6, MI5 operative. He is protected, and he is connected directly to real terror attacks in France, and French intelligence wants him dead. But notice they were going to use a false flag to blame it on neo-Nazis. At the same time, this is breaking at Infowars.com. It's in French, German, and Israeli papers, but not in the Western news. It's up on Infowars.com. Now, joining us is Paul Joseph Watson from England breaking this. One of the biggest groups in England are the ones that are releasing these documents. And basically, again, I'm not for assassinating people and false flagging and blaming it on the right wing to then restrict free speech in France, which they were going to double back and do. But this is a great example, if true, of how these intelligence agencies, even when they get back at each other, use false flags to get the job done. Paul Watson.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, it's a report by the pressure group Hope Not Hate. Concerns a French intelligence plot to assassinate the Muslim hate preacher, the hook-handed cleric Abu Hamza. And basically what happened, they were frustrated at the fact that the British intelligence services, which, as all our other research shows, clearly runs the European branch of Al-Qaeda. You've got hundreds of terrorists flocking from Britain to Syria, under the wing of Anjem Chowdhury, who is also connected to this, and again, working for British intelligence. But this was based on a copy of a 1999 nail bomb attack, which happened in London, killed three people, injured dozens, by David Copeland, who was a far-right terrorist. So the French planned to stage a false flag, use similar tactics, similar weapons to the Combat 18 neo-Nazi group in Britain, then blame it on them and therefore avoid responsibility for their attack. But as he said, they wanted to get rid of Abu Hamza because they thought that the British intelligence services were basically protecting him. In fact, they referred to London as Londinistan because of the ease with which these Al-Qaeda networks go in and out of the country. Because over and over again, we've proven that British intel runs Al-Qaeda in Europe. Harun Rashid Aswat, the so-called mastermind of the 7/7 bombings, was on the MI5 payroll, and he was one of the closest aides to Abu Hamza in the late 90s. So they were both working for British intelligence. Hamza admitted he was working for Special Branch as far back as 1997. And then in 2006, he said his hate preaching had been tacitly approved by MI5. So
that's right. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. A SWAT was over the 7/7 bombings on record, and I literally had police threaten to arrest me when I was on the streets trying to interview witnesses about this with you just a few days after the 7/7 bombings. I went to London, and we turned out it was a drill. They were patsies who thought they were part of a drill. Some figured it out and ran. They were shot to death at a Canary area. there. And again, this is how they set them up. But the point is, this is on record. Even Fox News and the Associated Press has reported that MI5, MI6 were handling the SWAT character who then was trying to create terror networks, but they couldn't do it. So then they hired people who thought they were part of a drill. And let's understand this. We can't get our reporters into England sometimes. Michael Savage can't get into England. Former Navy SEALs can't get into England if they ever criticize Islam in any way. But you're allowed to be actual al-Qaeda and be involved in terror bombings.
Well, exactly. I mean, look at this group called Al-Muhajirun. It's led by Anjem Chowdhury and Omar Bakri Mohammed. That's the group that's training and equipping all the terrorists to travel from the UK to Syria. Back in 1997, Ron Susskind, the journalist, was told by the cohort of Chowdhury, Bakri Mohammed, that they were also working for British intelligence. So again, they admit they're working for British intel. They send all the terrorists out to Syria. When those terrorists come back, they're then arrested by the government. So they're all working for British intelligence. These are the chief European network leaders of al-Qaeda. Another one, Abu Qatada, he was the inspiration for European al-Qaeda. Turned out he was MI5. Every single case you look at leads back to British intelligence, and it's the same with this guy, Abu Hamza, which apparently is why the French were trying to assassinate him, because there were good agents within those security services in France, and they realized that, you know, he was one of the boys, he was on the team, so the only thing they could do is hatch this plot to get rid of him.
Expanding on that, Paul, separately, five of the leaders of al-Qaeda worldwide were all born in the U.S., and one of them is Jewish, Adam Gadon, and his father is the former, or grandfather is the former head of the ADL. He was arrested beating up Muslims in Los Angeles until he figured out how to go become al-Qaeda so that he could play the part of al-Qaeda. I mean, this is absolutely insane. And then they use the al-Qaeda threat to take our liberties while turning the Middle East and Egypt over to al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, look at the guy whose supposed plot, the Christmas Day bombing, led to the intensification of the TSA harassment, the body scanners, Anwar al-Awlaki. He was the inspiration for five of the 9/11 hijackers. Yet, as Fox News reported, he was dining at the Pentagon months after 9/11, and it was also admitted that he was working for the FBI. So the very inspiration behind the alleged hijackers on 9/11 visits the Pentagon months after, and then, you know, goes on after that to become the inspiration for the Times Square bombing, that attempted bombing, the Fort Hood shooting. He was the inspiration behind that.
And
as
by
well.
The way, they declared national security on that with Major Hassan for 2 years. He was being run by Awlaki, and the CIA knew, and they declared national security on those emails and will not even declare it a terror attack. Let's put the Fox News headline back up. The guys were able to find it. Exclusive. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. That's actually not an exclusive. We actually broke that, ladies and gentlemen. But the whole issue is that even when I mention that now on national TV or radio, they laugh and say I'm a liar. The number two guy in Al-Qaeda, who I predicted they would fake kill, claimed they killed him in a drone strike. Totally made up, folks. He's had a nose job, beard's cut off. He's in probably Hawaii right now with 15 mistresses, you know, at a topless bar. Literally, ladies, just like the 9/11 hijackers. Totally set up, double, triple agents, bare minimum. Triple crossed right there. But the issue is, this is an intelligence op, and why do they do it? To take our liberties, Paul. This is incredible.
And they also do it to kind of racket up this racial strife, both in the US and Britain, because you remember the Woolwich attacks, the killing of Lee Rigby. Well, it turned out that the culprit of that was, again, a protege of Anjem Chowdhury, who is the guy which, according to this report, has become the single biggest gateway to terrorism in recent history. Yet his cohort admitted before 7/7 that his group was working with the approval of MI5, the biggest gateway to terrorism in British history, and they're working hand in hand with MI5.
Good. Good job, Paul. And I want to give credit where credit's due. I thought we were the first English-speaking group to put this out. The Huffington Post actually had it, but I'm glad you've done a report on it, pointing out the background. French security services plan to assassinate Abu Hamza. And then here it is now out of the Telegraph, just now breaking as well. So we're all basically breaking at the same time. French spies and neo-Nazi plot to kill Abu Hamza. I mean, that Abu Hamza guy is just a disgusting blob trying to radicalize everybody so they can then again take British folks' rights. It's so disgusting. I mean, this is, I am so sick of being treated like a terrorist when I'm totally innocent and the government runs the terrorists, Paul.
Well, exactly. But those other reports you mentioned don't talk about the fact that Abu Hamza is MI5. So they only give you half the story, which is why people are coming to Infowars.com. But
so sick, yeah, of, no, I'm so sick of Adam Hamza. I saw that fat pig on television when I was over in England. Yeah, he's on television over there calling for killing everybody. I mean, it's so obvious he's a government agent. It's come out he is. He brags he is.
But eventually they had to extradite him. It took years and years, despite his clear links to Al-Qaeda. Finally, in October last year, they extradited him to the U.S. So these patsies, these stooges, only have a limited time span before they become redundant.
I guess they were playing clips of him, but they do have a guy. Who's the guy I saw on TV that looks just like him?
Jim Chowdhury.
Yeah.
He's still active.
Yeah, that's the one. That's just disgusting. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Paul Watson, thank you so much. Let's come back and add any other little key tidbits. I want to finish up with this. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
TheUltimateKnife.com presents the Fox Karambit Knife. This amazing knife is built for utility and defense purposes. Based on 6th century Indonesian design, the Fox Karambit Knife utilizes a patented Emerson waved feature that allows for true one-handed operation. Less than 3 inches in length, it deploys faster than a switchblade, yet has no springs. Italian-made craftsmanship is finally available here in the U.S. Knives of this caliber can cost up to twice as much and could take up to a year to order, but we have them available right now. And as legislation in the U.S. continues to add pressure to take away our rights to bear arms, you need a backup defense tool that's even faster than a handgun. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Call 888-541-4446. That's 888-541-4446. The Fox Karambit Knife, truly the best knife you'll ever own. Available only at theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. and time keeps dragging on.
Folks, coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast, the daughter of Stanley Kubrick, a filmmaker and composer in her own right, incredible lady to talk to. Exclusive interview. She's done like one discussion. I looked it up in like a decade about a film in a film panel, and then that's it. And I'm just flattered that she's a listener and really enjoyed talking to her and learned a lot. She says she's going to come to Austin sometime, probably come on air with us, and obviously let us pick her brain about so many things that are out there. Because Stanley Kubrick was just, the words were reclusive, very, very private. And people don't really know a lot about him. In fact, I was told quite a bit, and a lot of it wasn't off record, but I'm still just not going to talk about it until she says some of it. Incredibly interesting. I mean, she was in there working on a bunch of his films. She was his main protege, and it certainly wasn't nepotism, because you can see the scores she came out with and the work she did on everything from Eyes Wide Shut to Full Metal Jacket, and it's amazing. That's coming up. Dan Bongino will be joining us. He can now finally speak about some of the stuff that he did during the Secret Service that's in his book. Now that his book is officially out, the publisher will allow him to talk about that, obviously. That's for 30 minutes. Paul Watson's with us right now. Briefly, in the last decade plus, the first person I learned about it was about 14 years ago. My girlfriend, now my wife, liked this particular type of coffee that was from Chiapas, Mexico. It was pretty expensive. And then I learned that the owners of the company were fans, and I wanted to put out a private label of it myself, but then they're in some national food stores and got cold feet. And then I did research, and lo and behold, learned that folks that we've worked with for a while, InterHealth Botanicals, are able to secure it, but they get it directly from the same co-op in Chiapas, and it is the same coffee. I've been drinking this coffee, I say 10 years, it's 14 years since I met my girlfriend, and it is my favorite coffee. And it's Arabica, and in the office there's like 15 different flavors of it, you know, types and roast. But the whole office tested it for a few weeks, and we decided on this particular blend unanimously. It's a medium roast. Wake Up America Immune Support, available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 1 pound of it is $17, and the other brand of it's like 30-something. Just to give you an idea, folks, this is a really gourmet coffee at a reasonable price, and the small amount of profit we make helps fund the operation. And it's called Wake Up America Patriot Blend, and it's a shade grown in the mountains of Chiapas. It's basically like Guatemalan coffee, but better in my view. Guatemala was my favorite previous to that, Guatemalan Arabica. And then we have infused with the organic, a special type of mushrooms for the immune system. And we have that for $19. You can get big discounts when you get 10 packs if you buy a pack and like it. Or you can buy 2 packs, or you can buy a combo pack, 2 packs of each, or 1 pack of each type. We'll have more varieties and stuff that comes out. But we just launched it Friday. It's already a huge success. And just like the Nason Iodine, the first product of InfoWars Life, of these great vitamins, minerals, supplements, and high-quality food products we're going to be rolling out, if you go there, you've heard nothing but unanimous love for this Nason Iodine. It's proprietary. It's really special. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com, all things it does for the thyroid and the body, and personally for my clarity. And then, of course, I'm a big coffee drinker, as you know, and this is my favorite coffee. For 2 years, I've tried to put it out, did a lot of research, and then it was hiding in plain view with folks we've already been working with for a decade. Isn't that funny how that works, is that great minds think alike. Our Patriot minds think alike, so that's what's going on. We're going to have a one-minute break, talk to Paul for 5 minutes, let him finish up on this huge news of the French planting a false flag to take out a MI5 agent. He's the guy's an agent. He's not just a minion. And then we've also got so much more coming up. But the new Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase helps fund the InfoWars. So thank you all.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.